Okay, let's begin. Perek Beis. Amartani believe l'chano. I said Shlomo speaking. I said believe in my heart. Anasicha b'simcha. I said to my heart, I will go l'chano. Come now, l'chano. Anasicha v'simcha. The word anasicha is a very difficult word. We're going to see, according to the parish of the Mitzudos, it means to test. Now that I've come again, this Perek Beis is a response to Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph was pure chachma. Shlomo Melech Perek Aleph said, I'm going to experiment with chachma. I'm going to analyze the advantage of being a wise man. And he came to the conclusion, chachma leads to just broken spirit. Because a person who has chachma, either according to the Mitzudos, he's frustrated. There's a great frustration in why the world acts in such a foolish way. If a person is very wise and he looks at the world and he sees the world is not are doing things that are foolish, they're going to do themselves in, this is very frustrating. Therefore, it leads to a broken spirit. Rashi had an entirely different approach. The problem with chachma is that a person begins to rely upon his own intellect and does not have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it does not follow Hashem's mitzvot, and that causes Hashem to get angry, and that brings punishment, and punishment brings pain. Now Shlomo says, now that I know that Chochmah itself is not a path to follow in this world because it's going to lead to trouble, maybe we can try to experiment with Simcha. A person should attempt his entire life to be a happy person, to drink wine, to do things that give him pleasure. So anasich, according to the Mitzudos, means comes from the word of nisayon. Let me experiment with simcha. Ure'evitov, and let me see myself in a good life and with good. We'll see what it means in the Mitzudos in a moment. Ure'evitov and see good. Vinei, and I've come to the conclusion, gam hu hovel, it's also futile.
But, ties it into wine. Maybe it's
from Nisua. Okay, that is Rashi's interpretation. That's Rashi. Enichadami. Enichadami. Look at first the Mitzudos Sion Pasuk Aleph. The word Anasicha. Miloshim Nisoyon Ubechino. Veroit Soloima. What this means to say, according to the Mitzudos, is Anase Osoch. Let me test you. Okay, so he wants now to experiment with simcha. Let's see if a person has a good life. It's kedai to live a good life, just simcha. Let's see the Mitzudos of David. Pasuk Aleph, Mitzudos says, Amarti ani belibi, chashavti belibi, I thought to myself, Amarti alatzmi, ata now, zarzi atzmucha bidvara hanisay. Let me do experimentation. Scientific experiment. Ki anasa oischa, I'm now going to test you. I spoke to my heart. I said to my neshama, my heart, we've tried to go down the path of chokhma. We failed. We just came away with frustration. So let me try to test you, my heart, with simcha. And to go look. I'll spend my whole life going on tours, going vacationing. If you have the money to do it, good for you. You can go and see the whole world. Yes, to go view things that are good and pleasant to the eye. To test, to discern. Maybe this should be a priority in life. To go on vacation, to travel the world, to see all the good things there are to see in life. Maybe that should be my priority. Vihinei, and behold, and now he's going to explain in detail, but let me give you the short version of this experiment. The conclusion, Aval Hiskalti Shagabinyin HaSimcha Hu Havel, the conclusion is that simcha is also futile, leads to nothing. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Aleph Zamarti Ani Belibi Choyel Since V'Cheinu, since I've tried very hard Chochma, Echta Alim In HaChochma V'Esek B'Simcha B'Mishteh Tamid. Perek Aleph was a miserable failure. So let me now try to cease from Chochma and let me try to experiment Tamid, Simcha Tamid. Anasicha. Now here's where Rashi comes to differ with the parish of the Mitzudos. Loshon Nesech Yain. Lishtois Kemoy Miske Yenot, pouring of wine. Erev Yayim B'mayim L'sakno, to mix wine with water, to be misakno. In time of Chazal, wine was too potent to drink. You had them diluted with water. Erev B'samim B'yayin L'kun Ditoin, or to mix spices in wine in order to give it a good flavor. What? What's Kunduton?
To spice,
to give it some spice. Fragrance and spice. Ure evitav kmo ure ois betov to see good. Vinegam rovel shreisi benevua. Now here is where Rashi says something more on the midrash side. Shreisi benevua shaharbe kilkulim boim mitoich sechayk. I came to the conclusion that through drinking wine, wine leads to nothing. For example, bal shetzar. Okay, this happened much later. This is the Shlomo Melech when he built by Beis Hamikdash. This is going to happen 410 years from now. Really, 480 years from now. Balshetzar meis besoch mishte, and he looked back at the generation of Dor HaMabul, and he also looked at the nishtefu mitoch roiv toiva. They were swept away. They were swept out mitoch roiv toiva shehishpat alohem, due to the roiv toiva that you bestowed upon them. So he should have brought it in the. I don't know the answer. I don't know. First he's going to Balshetzar, and then he's going to the Anshe Dor HaMabul. They had a wonderful life. They had a wonderful life. They were indulged in the pleasure of this world, and because of the pleasure, that led to their destruction. So why is the order not in reverse? I don't know. Okay, good point. So what do we take
away? The first answer is a better one, but if you don't...
You don't like that? Yeah, so the secondary, going back in time. All right.
Yeah, but that was...
The two different...
No, because a lot of time, you have the Gemara, there's different reasons, whether you say, Yisema, or...
It means two different things.
Yeah, right.
It must
be that's the point.
Okay, so what do we take out of Rashi? Rashi says the word anasicha.
Balshetzer, he wasn't a good guy. Why is it?
No, exactly. He's saying Balshetzer. He's saying that Balshetzer is
one guy in the history of the world for thousands of years.
So he's saying why we focus only on Balshetzer.
He ended up. Problem
at the beginning. Okay, I don't know why we focus but it obviously means Balshetzar. The fact that Balshetzar's whole Hanhogan life was the Malchus of Paras. That was really part of Paras Samodai. Paras. The whole essence of Paras was to enjoy life, was to indulge in the pleasures of this world, and that's what brought about their downfall. So it's each remember that was the whole essence of Paras. Okay, so but what do we take out of Rashi? Rashi's anascha means to drink wine. It doesn't mean to test. There are fundamental difference between Rashi and the Mitzudas. The Mitzudas says I'm going
to... Anascha means actually
to mix.
To give it as a carbon.
Anascha, to pour nisa chayayin. Okay, so Rashi is saying that the word anascha, that's what it means in this context. It means yayin. Anascha, lashon of
to drink.
But Rashi says literally it means to mix. It means then why is? We said before you came in, we discussed this, that we said that according to the Mitzvah Sin, it means to test. We read to the Mitzvah Sin of it.
Both ways, you said you could say this or the test.
So it means, so we have a fundamental machlokes in the Mitzudos and Rashi, and Mitzudos it means to test. We're going to do an experimentation with Simcha. Yain here is not mentioned at all in this pasuk. According to Rashi, we're describing drinking wine. Drinking of wine is a mashal, is the dogma of Simcha. So this is, but it's a whole different translation. And in Rashi also goes further to say the word anascha doesn't even literally mean wine. Anascha means to mix. It means nisuch. What?
Simcha is a very diverse word. We say it every morning.
Edu Hashem Yisrael. So Einachanami. I'm going to quote you the Medrash. It's a good thing. One of the Torahcha in Kisava is Tachas Shalayvat Hashem Yisrael. B'Simcha Uvituv Leivav Meiroiv Kol. The reason why we're punished is because we did not serve Hashem B'Simcha. B'Simcha Uvituv Leivav. So you see, obviously, Simcha is a good thing. So that's why we jump to the Medrash.
That's inner peace.
That's peace, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Peace, where the Simcha is not for its own sake, but the Simcha is a tool to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rashi, you can
yeah.
say that he Ol Ke'eles is not talking just to the Jews. He's talking to all those nations.
To the nations, because he's quoting the Dor HaMa'abel, he's quoting Baal Shem Tov.
You know, if a king wants to have a good suda, wants to Yisrael.
Okay.
To
the whole world, that simcha for its own sake is not going to.
Everything in life is hevel. There's nothing new, and wherever I try to search for what the meaning is,
it leads.
Wherever you're coming from, there is no meaning. Not in.
That's why the end's going to be soif davar akol nishma es elokim yirah. The bottom line, the end of the sefer is that it all leads to yirah shemayim. Okay, let me record. And Echadam, that's right. Goy Machayv and the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Absolutely. Now, let me read you. You really touched upon, Mr. Rapport, upon the contradiction of Simchos. I'll quote you here the Medrash. This is the Medrash. This is not the Medrash. It's a Gemara in Masech the Shabbos on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara poses a contradiction. Ksivit says, Toiv Kas Misachoik. Okay, it says in one Pasuk that Kas is better than. This is really the next pasuk. I'm jumping ahead now to the pasuk beis just for one moment. Pasuk beis, it says l'schoik amarti miholal ulesimcha mazo osa. Okay, we're going to quote pasuk beis in one moment. But basically, his conclusion is that it's havel. I decided to experiment with simcha, and my conclusion is it's havel. And he goes on to say that concerning sechok, it's holol, and simcha, it's worthless. Problem is, it says elsewhere v'shibachti ani es ha-simcha. It says later on in Kohelis that I praise simcha. Simcha is a very good thing. Luchsivit says. So how do we reconcile these contradictions? So the basic idea is. I'll read you. So, loy kasha, toiv kas mischoik, toiv kasha koyes hakadosh baruch hu al tzadikim b'olam hazeh mischoik shemeschek hakadosh baruch hu al rishon b'olam hazeh. So, the basic idea is that the simcha here is. That's really a different idea. Let me just jump down further. V'shibachti nes simcha 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 mazosa zos simcha she'ena shal mitzvah and simcha shal mitzvah. Okay, so the point is that we're dealing here, the Medrash makes it very clear, we're dealing with simcha she'ena shel mitzvah. When the simcha is not being used as a tool, as a means to derive pleasure from a mitzvah, that is what is dangerous. But when simcha is enhanced, is used as a way to serve Hashem, that's the answer. If the rest Hashem is simcha, of course, that not only is praiseworthy, that is ideal.
You say a person can't receive an eluva unless the person.
So that when it comes to matters of ruchnius, then simcha is the only way to go. But here we're dealing with simcha for its own sake. Now let's see the Targum. Targum pasuk aleph, the king mashlim, the all together. Amaris anabalibi, I said in my heart, ezil ka'an hocha, let me go now, the avchein, and let me test. Bechedva. Okay, so what is the Targum? Who is the Targum choosing to learn like the Mitsudos? The word anasicha clearly is translated by the Targum as to test. Let me experiment with simcha, the echazei bituv alma, and let me see the good of the world. Okay, re'ei bituv. Bituv here is the good of the world. Hadain of this world. Re'echazei bituv alma hadain of this world. The chadu mita. Now here is where the Targum adds in something very interesting. He says over here, "Vihine gam hu havel." Why is it havel? How do you know it's havel? Targum says, "Because I suffered sadness." V'chadu, and it happened. V'chadu means when. V'chadu in Hebrew is translated v'chaasher, when. Mito olai tsara. Okay, this is not in the pasuk. This is something that the Targum adds. When pain came to me, this sigufa is another word for pain. It is tsar and peronus. Sifuga is tragedy. Amaris bimemri. I said with my words, ho af dein hu havlo. Simcha is futile.
Try to go to Simcha, so he could have more wives,
so
give him more Simcha.
And this gave him Agmas Nefesh.
Gave him
more wives. So he's basically saying is that simcha, if a person spends his entire life with simcha, it's not going to prevent him from pain and tragedy. Simcha is not, there's going to be,
as
he
expression,
the
Yiddish expression,
what does that mean?
The simcha should be with simcha, not because of any other thing, of atzvus or any other thing that causes the simcha. It should always be together. It's an expression of simcha, with simcha.
Simcha, pure simcha.
Pure simcha, nothing.
Unadulterated simcha.
They just released this. I mean, I don't know when they just gave a report now that they try to look for things why people are happy or not happy, you know, satisfied. There are people who are just born happy people. It doesn't matter their experience in life. That doesn't seem to have any effect. That some people are just happy people by nature, and some people are just miserable by nature.
Yeah,
and none of the life's experience changes it.
So true. It's really very, very true. It's absolutely, yeah.
Stimulus doesn't mean a whole lot to a lot of people. It just...
Either you're born, it's your natural temperament.
No, change a little, but they bounce back.
It's like
psychiatrists. You put them out of business.
Yeah, right?
There is always a little change, but they bounce back.
They just look beyond it. They go.
Okay. So this is what he says. He says that he's adding a lot of insight into this pasuk that I experimented with simcha. It did not change what happened to me in life. When it was meant to be that I should have tsar and peronis, the simcha that I focused on, that I made a priority in my life, did not prevent the tsar and the peronis from overtaking me. So therefore, obviously, simcha is not something that is a priority. It's not going to make a difference. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk Beis, L'schoik Amarti Meholol, here it elaborates. Schok is Meholol. We learned yesterday Meholol means insanity. Schok leads to insanity. U'l'simcha ma'zo o'sa. What does simcha do? Let's take a look at the Mitzudos first. Pasuk Beis. L'schok. Now, what exactly, before we go, what is exactly a schok? So Mitzudos is really silent. Ki al haschok haba min hasimcha. Schok that comes from simcha. He seems to translate that schok is not simcha. Schok is a result.
Laughter.
Laughter. Two different. Because normally we think that. But l'schoik, Yitzchak is called also Yitzchak in Tehillim, and when we say the Kriyas Hashem, with the sin. So therefore, we interchange the tzadi with the sin. So sechayg normally means laughter, but it means a very exalted degree of happiness, a happiness which breaks forth. Oz yimole sechok pinu. So what is sechok? It means when the simcha is so great that it bursts forth. There are normally three words: there's sasayin, simcha, and sechayg. It's very hard to understand the difference between these three words. Here, we're only focusing on simcha and tzichok. We're not even focusing on sosayin. Similarly, simcha is an inner joy, and tzichok is an external manifestation of that joy. Rashi Mitzudas here says that tzichok is something which comes out, is an outgrowth of simcha. Al haschok haba min hasimcha amarti olecha shi mehoilois. V'al haSimcha, on the simcha amarti mahi to'eles oisa, what benefit does simcha bring a person? Okay, let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Beis. Rashi says, the schoik amarti meholol, mireves bebechi ve'anocha. Rashi has a whole new understanding that schoik is still mixed with bechi, sadness, and sighing. It's still meholol, he translates as mixture. And ulesimcha mazo tova osa, what good does it do? Hare sofa tuga, the end is sadness. So it comes out that there really is no pure simcha in this world. That's what Rashi seems to say. What? The future, then the schok will be complete. But in this world, Rashi says that the schok is miholol, it's still mixed with sadness. If a person tries his hardest to indulge in pleasure, there is no way you can completely remove the pain from this world. There will always be tsar and puranis. It seems like Shlomo HaMelech is trying to say the goal of this world that he's experimenting with is to remove tsar. Person wants to live a life without any pain. Chokhmah, if a person focuses on chokhmah, it does not take away pain. There's going to be rayon ruach, a broken spirit. So maybe let's experiment with simcha. Maybe simcha will take away the pain of life. No, even when the person's priority is simcha, it is always still going to be a taruvos of tsar. Anocha, yeah.
To make the observation that most clowns are very depressed.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's why we did mention this. That's why Schwab says, why do people cry? Why do people cry when they're extremely happy? Under the chuppah, people make a very big simcha. They take their children down the chuppah. They're crying. Why are you crying? It's the happiest moment of your life. You finally zecha to marry off a child. So, what? Got the bill, okay. But, or what's coming, the bills that are coming. But so Rav Schwab says that because some want to suggest is that when a person reaches an emotional high, it triggers sadness. It brings forth, it opens up in your mind a channel to remember all of the frustrations of life. So the tears of joy are really tears of tsar. That's what he says, it's a release of emotion. What is the emotion? The emotion is an emotion of tsar. That's what he says, that mocha Hashem Elokim dima me'al kol panim. What is it? Hashem will remove the dima me'al, even the panim, afilu panim shel simcha. Even those panim of simcha, when Mashiach comes, Hashem will remove the tears of joy.
So that's what he's saying, is that as long as we're in the form, no matter how happy you are, when you reach it, remind yourself it was there.
Right. When you read,
this is a big difference between Hasidim and Snagdim, whether you say Shira Malas or Al Naris.
There's no difference. Everyone says, what do you mean?
Hasidim say Shira Malas all week. They don't just say it on
they do?
Asians.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the reason is because Al Naris Bubble is a very
sad.
We're running sad. We don't have simcha. Hashem wants to say, why are we going to get the Mashiach? Because you have to be happy.
The focus, that's what Hasidim are. Hasidim are all emotion. It's simcha. If du es Hashem is simcha. Okay, nechanami, I understand. But he's saying over here, this pasuk is telling us that in this world there is no such thing as pure simcha. Sechok, even when a person is laughing, there's always a mixture, a taruvus of tsar in his laughter. Simcha, what purpose is there in pursuing simcha? Simcha just leads to tuga, it leads to sadness. It's very, very true. People, after they reach they accomplish something very, very great, they get depressed. It's a reality. Not just talking about a woman gives birth. That's more of a chemical imbalance. Okay, what's it called?
Postpartum syndrome.
So that's a chemical imbalance in the brain. But besides that, there is this thing where people they work very hard to achieve a goal and they succeed and they're very happy. They celebrate. Now what? Now what?
You can't
have this, and you definitely sink. You definitely fall. There's definitely depression, which comes. Not talking about a chemical imbalance. We're talking about a healthy emotional state. What now? And you get life. You get very depressed. So that's what it says. What is the purpose of pursuing simcha? When you reach your goal, it's only going to lead to tuga. Rashi says, going to lead to a degree of sadness. Okay, let's see Targum Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis lechocha. Lechocha means to laugh. To laugh, Amaris, I said, now here again the Targum adds in two words. I said, Be'idon Tzara. I said at the time of Tsar, Leitzanusohu, that it's not worth it, it's just Leitzanus. Leholol. He's translating Tzichik with a sin to a Tzichik with a Tzadi. Kitzchayk me. Well, it's a very different translation than what we're accustomed to.
He said it just like people sit down.
Tzachayk.
He put aside a time to laugh, get it to simcha. And they didn't do anything.
And what was the laughing? The laughing just led to leitzanus. What is leitzanus? It's also laughing, but it's a mocking. It's a type of laughter that's a mocking, that's worthless. You can laugh. What?
At the time of
pain. Why? I don't know why he says that. A time when he later belate say nusam always means mocking. The Eden Tzara late Seinusahu. I said at the time of Tzara that my laughter was nothing more than the late Seinusa. I thought I was laughing out of joy. It was really a laughter of mockery. When did my laughter was it transformed from joy to mockery at a time of pain? I don't know what it means.
He goes on. I mean, in an experiment, when you have aceless
Kalos himself says this. That is.
Those are different times. Those are not. Ulchedva, let's see. Ulchedva, mo hano islegvar diab diab dina. Joy. What hano is there a person diabidnot sheyas that he should do? That he should engage. What benefit is there to a person that he should engage in things which give him joy? That joy will not bring any goal. Will not. At least he's not saying like what Rashi said. It's not going to take away the pain of life. Okay. So we have here these three Rashi and Mitzudos. They pretty much all say the same idea. Let's go to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. Tarti v'libi. I explored with my heart. Limshach bayayin es besari. Now he's getting more specific in how he's going to focus on joy. Until now, it was just generalities. Joy. Rashi did say anascha is joy through wine. But now he's getting much more specific. I'm going to draw by yayin es besari, my flesh. V'libi, my heart, noeg bechokhma. I was going to still hold on to chachma v'le'chayz besichlus and to hold on to foolishness. Al asher ere eze tov levnei hodam asher yasu tachas hashemayim mispar yimei chayim. Okay, a lot is going on in this pasuk. Obviously, let's see when we have time. Let's look at it. Right. So here he's trying to do a new experiment. My first experiment, it was only pure joy. That was my second failure. After my beginning, Perek Aleph was all about Chochmah. And that was a miserable failure. So now the first two psukim were focusing on joy. That also was a failure. Now we're going to try to combine the two together. If one does not work, each one by itself does not work, maybe if we combine the two together, maybe that will be successful. Let's see the Mitzudas Pasuk Gimel. Yeah. Obviously, chokhmah is a rational approach to achieve joy in this world, and that failed. And then he tried an emotional approach of simcha, and that failed. Now let's try a balance. Let's try to bring the two together. Let's see the mitzvahs.
The emotional approach and stressing is always
Wine is just a mushal. Wine is just a mushal for emotion, for a stimulant. Wine is a stimulant to bring joy. Let's see. Tarti belibi, chipasti belibi. I searched with my heart, limso to find derech nochon hachazik b'shloishes hadvarim gam yachin. Now he's going to combine according to them so two things together. Number one, it's number one last like b'mishta yayin. Number one, to stimulate myself with drinking wine hamaadin es abosar, which will give delight to my flesh, to my guf. Umam shichoy lehisrabois ulahashmin, in order to cause my flesh to become great and to become fat. I'm going to give my flesh a good time in this world. Okay, number two. Now here's something very unique to the Mitzudos. The libi yisnaheg lahaskil b'chokhmas haTorah. I'm also going to focus not just on chokhmah. I don't know if he said that until now. Maybe he didn't remember. What?
We didn't clarify
wisdom.
Whether we were talking
pure about secular wisdom or the Torah.
Mitzvah.
Okay, so he's going to focus now on this. Now, you know, even when you talk about chokhmah haTorah, you have to realize that just because it's chokhmah haTorah, that does not mean that it's done l'shem shemayim. There are many people. There are people who are Rachman Litzlan who one of the derech and devoted their lives to the intellectual pursuit of studying a daf gemara without being
while smoking on Shabbos
with no yira. This was something very common in Shanim Kadmonios. Today it's unheard of. Today you're not going to find anyone that's going to be interested in studying a daf gemara, studying and working on a Tosfos, breaking their heads.
Yeah, I remember
you are
guys
yeah years ago
Well, okay, when I mean, the presses of Talmud.
Yeah, but I don't think that was ever actually.
Maskilim.
Maskilim. They're excited about it. It's very hard. I don't know. I don't find people that are excited about finding today. Torah has become a religious pursuit. Very rarely do you find in the new generation, by young people, that the study of Talmud is intellectual pursuit. Anyone that's into intellectual pursuit, they're not into Talmud. I don't know what.
Shana Kamanios said that was the only intellectual pursuit that they had.
They had.
They didn't let them into the university.
Okay, could be. So this was it. This was what the action was.
Now it's a daf yom that they must do.
Now in daf yom we look at Gemara. Learning today is almost exclusively.
They must do. They have to do it.
It's exclusively in a religious experience.
You can't do it.
It's religious. Is a religious duty to learn a daf gemara. We don't view learning Torah as intellectual, but here it says over here in the Mitzudas that I'm going to hold on to the chokhmah of Torah does not necessarily mean you're going to learn Torah as a Yorei Shemayim. You learn Torah smoking a cigarette on Shabbos. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to focus on chokhmah. Chokhmah is a Torah. Because it was acknowledged in ancient times that there is no chokhmah like the chokhmah of Torah. The gam. Now here he says. Now here is something which is the gam lechoyz b'divrei sichlos. Now what is divrei sichlos? So he explains. Hey, madvarim shenim nichnasim l'soich haguf. These are things that do not enter into the body. Now what does that mean exactly? I don't know what he means. There is yayin. There is the mind. There's yayin. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is chokhmah satara. Heim hadvarim she'enam nichnasim l'soich haguf. I don't know what that means. V'im kol zeh b'nei ha'adam mishtaykim lohem. Oh, he explains. K'binyanim no'im, like nice buildings to go build yourself a beautiful house. Uchle shir. Okay, he's talking about enjoyments. Okay, sorry. So first is yayin is to indulge in pleasure, a pleasure that you ingest, a pleasure of eating and drinking. Then there is pleasures that stimulate the senses to look at beautiful things, to go to concerts, to live in a beautiful house. These are not things that you take into your physical body, but things that your senses enjoy. And then, of course, there's the chokhmah to study. So here you're combining together a life of three things. All three together are going to be combined together. So in this context, he calls it sichlos. This is not the way the Mitzudos translated sichlos in the previous parak. There, sichlos meant shtos. It meant a foolish knowledge, a shaita, a fool. Here, sichlos means pleasure in this world, but a pleasure that you do not take into your blood and flesh. The next word is what do you mean? But that's not the way he learned before he was...
Yeah, he said it's pointless, right?
Well, let's see. He says, I'm now going to try to take all three together. I failed in pursuing chokhmah, did not give me joy. Pursuing simcha, that also was a failure. Now let me try to bring three things together. Have a good life, eat well, go on vacations, and also learn a daf gemara. Maybe all three together will give me happiness, will take away, prevent me from suffering any pain. So he says here, it also did not work. I'm going to hold on to all of these things. Now, he wants to all three together, not balance. I'm sorry, maybe that's coming up later on.
Figure out
from these three, which one of the three is the best, and then I'm going to abandon the ones that are not worthless, and then only hold on to the one that is ideal. Asher yasu b'chem o'ilam, tachas ha'shamayim, b'chol nispay mechayem, b'chol oimer, what do you mean? From these three together, I'm going to pursue all three together. I'm only going to remain with the one. I'm going to take all three together and see which one of these three is the best, and then I'm going to abandon the other.
Why can't he make a decision that two are good?
I think that's going to come later on in the parak. That he's going to try later on. But right now, he's going to take all three together. Okay, this is the parish of the Mitzudos. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Gimel has a different interpretation. Tarti belibi, chazarti losur belibi. I return after I failed in pursuing simcha. I tried again to experiment. Losur means to seek out. Belibi, lahachzik bekulon. Chipasti. No, the mitzudos. Tarti is old. The mitzudos is not focusing on the word tarti. He's telling us the whole pasuk in its entirety. Look in the pasuk in its entirety according to the mitzudos. I explored with my heart three things. Number one, limshech bayayines besari, to indulge in pleasure that I ingest. Number two, the libi noheg bachochma, also to study chochma. Mm-hmm. Number three, v'lechoyz besichlus, to enjoy life, not food and drink, but also to enjoy the pleasures of this world, of beautiful sights, beautiful sounds, beautiful locations. I'll do all three together. Ad asher ere, ezet tov levnei ha'adam. Which of the three is the best? Asher yasu tachas ha'shamayim. What people in this world they pursue. Mis bayimei chayehem. And then after I discover which of these three is the best, I'm going to focus, make that my priority, and abandon the other two. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi is different. Tarti b'libi. Chazati losu b'libi. I went to experiment or to explore with my heart. Yachazik b'kulon b'mishte b'chochmo b'sichlus b'limshach u'la'adein, and to draw u'la'adein b'mishte hayayin es b'sari. Now he's coming to explain what it means here.
That's mishte.
Mishte b'limshach u'la'adein b'mishte hayayin es b'sari. Kol su'udas oinek koruya al shem hayayin. So when it says here b'mishte Yayin means good food. All Rashi is telling us when it's over here, but yayin means to have a good meal. And the reason why we call food yayin is because the ikar part of the meal is called the yayin, a mishte yayin. In Megillas Esther, we focus on the meal. It's called the mishte yayin. The libi noig b'chochma af im b'sari. What? Ain't simcha el bayayin, but it means that the meal, the food, is also part of the process. Okay, the libi noyeg ba chochma af im besari nimshach bayayin. Even though my besari is nimshach bayayin, libi miskalgel b'chochma lahachazik b'toira. Okay, I'm still going to study chochma, the chochma of Torah. The lecho is besichlus. Rashi translates what sichlus. Bidvarim hadoimim li l'sichlus. Okay, things that appear to me to be foolish. This is not like the mitzudos. If you look in, just let's jump quickly to the sifsei chachamim.
Yeah.
Look at the sifsei chachamim. Let's read Kashal Rashi. Im sichlus perush shtus. If sichlus means like in the Perek Aleph means foolishness, k'moshe perish la'el, like Rashi himself said back in the end of the Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yitzayin, it means shusim kein kosha, eicha mashiachas b'sichlus. What could it mean then? So therefore, Rashi is explaining that sichlus means, l'chein perish k'dvar mahadoimim li l'sichlus, k'moshe amar poi, it means things that appear to be foolish. He's going to explain in one moment. And then he goes on to say, ach, ma'asham racha kach v'chu v'chein hu oimer toiv asher techo is b'zeh. Okay, let's go back to Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi. What does it mean? Shamati aleim le'iti kel, le'iti el v'uchal. Rashi said before, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, that Shlomo there is described by the name Asiel. Asiel is a contraction of two words, iti kel. God is with me, v'uchal, and I can do whatever I want. Going, for example, Levishas Shatnes. Why is wearing Shatnes? Shatnes, Rashi says an incredible chiddush. The Shatnes appears to be a foolish thing. The lechoyz bisichlus. So basically, sichlus, according to Rashi, is a synonym for a chok, for a law that has no logical reason. So Shlomo is saying, I'm going to have a good life. I'm going to study the Torah. I'm going to be observant and all of the mitzvos, but I'm also going to pursue as an ikar a good life, to have a good meal, to drink and eat well. For example, Levisha Shanes, Kiliakedim, Shehasatan Neshiv Aleim, the Umos Olam Meshiv Aleim, the Satan and the Umos Olam, they complain, why do you do this? The Chenu Omer, Toiva Sher Techois Vizev Vigam Vigam. And that's what he's going to prepare it. Like it says later on, like it says the same idea said later on in Perek Zayin, is that he's going to hold on to both. This pasuk parallels what it says in Perek Zayin, that he's going to be observant. I'm going to be study the Torah, I'm going to be observant of the mitzvos, but I'm also going to have yayin. The gam al shol shenid mebeina, for example, gives another example. Sichla shol shalamelch appears to be laharig mi ish bad isha shol. For example, he decided, why should I kill out Amalek? Hashem said, wipe out Amalek. He didn't understand. He thought it was a foolish commandment. Why should you kill innocent children? Mi isha mi oil of yad yonek vehi mitzvahs, and this is a mitzvah makom. The kari I saw here, Shlomo calls it sichlus. Okay, so we have over here a very fundamental difference between the Mitzudos and Rashi, the translation of the word Sichlus. According to the Mitzudos, Sichlus means the pleasures of this world that do not become part of your Basar Vidam, you do not ingest. And that is to hear nice music, to see nice things, that's Sichlus. According to Rashi, Sichlus means to observe the Chukim, the mitzvos which do not make sense to the mind. Okay, now let's see the Targum, Pasuk Gimel. Echoz means to hold on to. Means not to abandon, to be observant, to observe. Echoz just means to observe the mitzvos. Targum.
Being critical of this, that he's grabbing mitzvos.
No, he's not being critical. He's right now. We don't have to go further. What he says in the next couple of psukim, the Shlomo Melech at this point is saying, according to Rashi, that I'm going to be mimikayim the Torah. I'm going to study the Chochmah of Torah. I'm going to observe all of the mitzvos, but I'm also going to pursue pleasure, simcha. I'm going to combine all three together.
But has it been put out of the pasuk? You say lechus b'sukkos. If you say it's Rashi pshat,
yeah.
How does Shera is a Torah? He knows a mitzvah is good. So what's
the
shot? How does it fit in with the?
Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. We have to really go further than the psukim to follow up in Rashi. Right? I don't know. I don't know what he means exactly. I don't know. You're right. Let's maybe wait a few psukim. We'll get more clarity in what he means to say. Okay. Let's see the Targum. Targum pasuk gimel. Alelis belibi. Alelis means I searched. Alelis means like loshon of chitzening as what Rashi chipasti. I searched my heart. Lin Godah, the base mishtah to draw. Lin Godah means to like lashon of moshech, to draw the base mishtah yad the chamra yaspesar, to draw in the base mishtah the yain. I'm going to go to a banquet hall where they serve wine and drink the wine to draw my flesh into pleasure. The libi devar bichochmasa. And my heart will continue. Devar means to be noheg b'chokhmah, so with wisdom. And now he says something different than what Rashi and the Mitzvah says. A third translation, ule ochodo b'shtus ul me'mayo. And I'm also going to hold on a little bit, ule ochodo b'shtus ule me'mayo, to hold on to the foolishness of the young people. Ule maya means the young children. So ulochada, I'm going to do foolish things. He says, in light, children, what do children do? They do foolish things. So I, in my adulthood, I'm also what? right, exactly. So here he's taking the word sichlus, the targum. Isn't it amazing? The targum, who's usually the one that is normally the most non-literal, here is the most literal. The most literal. Sichlus means I'm also going to do foolish things. You have to be a little foolish in this world. If you want to survive, you got to have a good time. Having a good time means doing stupid things. That's what he's saying he has to do. Ul'achadot, to take hold of, bishtus ulemaya, the foolish conduct of the young, of the youth. Youthful foolishness. Add until, now here, this Mr. Rapport is trying to really answer your question, the talking was more elaborate. Ad divchanis, I will be able to test, vachazes edon minhon tov luvnei enosh diabdon, until I determine what is the best thing for a human, for mankind, diabdon, to do. Adinun kayomin ba'ol mohodein, while they exist, while they exist in the time that they're in this world, for the duration of their existence in this world, the Abdun Adiinun Kayom Beol Mechadein Techo Shemaya Minyan Yomei Chayehon, the days of their life. Three things together: to engage in the foolish conduct of the young people, to engage in Torah, and to focus on pleasure. Pleasure of this world. I'm going to do all three of these together to determine which of these three is going to be the best thing to for man. Okay, so this is, bottom line is, we take out of this pasuk three different translations for sichlus. Mitzudos, Rashi, and Targum. Mitzudos, sichlus is pleasure, but pleasure that is external. Rashi, sichlus are mitzvos. Mitzvos that challenge the mind. Targum, sichlus means literally foolish things. Foolish things give a person pleasure. They give young people pleasure. They do foolish things. They don't know why they do these things, but it gives them pleasure. And now I am going to do that together with Yayin, together with Chochmah, and let's see which one is going to be the best for mankind. Pasuk Dalet, he elaborates, Higdalti Masoi, so similarly here, we'll see how Higdalti Masoi, I've made my deeds great. What does that mean, my deeds great? Pasuk Dalet, Bonisli Botim, I built Botim, Notatli Krem, I built vineyards. Let's read the Pasuk Hei again, one more another Pasuk, because it's a very long Targum, he reads all this together. Asisli Ganus Ufardei Sim, I also made gardens and orchards. The Notati Bohem Eitz Kol Per, I planted in these things all different types of fruits. Pasuk Vav, Asis Librechos Maim, I made myself pools of water. Lahashkos Mehem, to water, to use this water. Yar, a forest. Soimeach Eitzim, that blossoms with trees. Okay, let's take those.
What is this? That is his.
Let's see. So everyone is going to learn the pasuk a little bit differently. You have three different major commentators. Let's right away jump to the mitzvah. Let's see how he learns these. We're stopping in the middle of these mitzvahs. Let's just take one few pasuk at a time. The mitzvahs, pasuk dalit. What have I done with all of these things together? Dalti maser tzolaymar kenosisi v'chasti b'shloshtan. I took hold of all three together. Kiasisi maasim gedolim u'mufloim. I did wondrous things. V'chayz mefarish benis libot. Now he's going to explain exactly what I have done. First thing is, I built palaces. Rabim, v'natatli kram rabim, I built many, and I had planted many vineyards. Pasuk hei, in the mitzudos. Eitz kol peri, ilonos mikol mine peri, all different types of fruit trees. Pasuk vav, lahashkos, I made myself pools of water, and I used the water to water the plants. Lahashkos leman, hashkos meilu, habrechnis pools, esayar, the forest, hamatzmiach ilonis srak, which produces trees that do not produce fruit. Laman yihu anafav ranonim, that there should be a lot of shade. Ugdoilim hanechmodim lein haroya, and besides the shade, it's also very pleasant to look at. Okay.
So all of these things are the third item in the mitzvahs. They're all
seemingly. That's according to the mitzvahs. Yeah, you have to say that according to the mitzvahs, all of these things are all external pleasures. All the sichlos. That's what it appears. Okay, let's even go further. Next thing is pasuk. Let's go into the text. Pasuk Zayin is konisi avodim ushvachos. I purchased slaves and maid servants. Uvnei vayis hayali, they were my people who lived in my home. Gam mikne, I acquired vokar vatsoin harbe hayali, cattle, sheep and cattle. Mikol shahayu lefonai birushalayim. Mitzudos pasiches vevayis heim hamamunim al tzorchi abayis. They all were in charge. More so than anyone before me. More so than anyone that had preceded me. No one became as wealthy as me. No one had as many servants and had as many of these items as before me. Heim hamamunim al tzorchi beisi lashkiach b'davar hatzorch, to be in charge. Administrators. V'lo yasim locha kevim v'shivcha. These people, the bnei bayis, they're not the ones who actually do. the work, that's the slaves do the work, but these people are the administrators. So he asked the question, how do you mean plural? There's only one king before him in Yerushalayim, that was David. The answer must be referring to other non-Jewish kings that existed in Yerushalayim before David came to power. Okay, now let's take now with those psukim, let's now take a look at Rashi. Rashi Pasik Dalid. Gedalti masoi bimei gidu lasi during the years of my greatness. Eitz kol peri shoyu shlem makir b'chachmosa. Here Rashi is telling us a very fascinating medrash. Very fascinating medrash. What does mean eitz kol peri? Shoyach shlem shlemakir b'chachmosa es gidei haretz, the sinews of the earth. There are parts of the world that are ideal for different types of plants.
Like
what?
Like
okay, but in the earth.
He touches your toe and then traces to your lip.
Yeah, in a chanami, that's right. So, but here in reference to the earth, the same way that's true by the human being, it's also true in regard to the earth. He was able to trace the sinews. This is a medrash, this is a tradition, that Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, is the shoresh of all bracha to the world. We actually say this in the Shemona Esrei. The same bracha, what do we say? Well, they do different neschos. The same beracha al pnei ho'adama, v'sabeinu mituva, or v'sabeinu mituvecha. So then you have the gears of v'sabeinu mituva from its goodness. What do you mean its goodness? We're living here in chutz li'aretz. Why are we praying b'chalal? We live in chutz li'aretz. Why are we praying? Baruch lino Hashem lino sashan hazos yeskol minesiv u'asol l'tova. The same beracha al pnei ho'adama. V'sabeinu mituva. Mituva means from its goodness. It refers to Eretz, according to all the commentaries, refers to Eretz Yisrael. We're praying for the economy in Eretz Yisrael. How is the economy in Eretz Shol going to be of benefit for us living in Chutz Li'aretz? So Chazal tell us, because the sherish of all bracha is in Eretz Yisrael. It channels from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Li'aretz. The same way that's true in the spiritual sense. Here the Pasuk is telling us it's true even in the physical sense. There are channels, there are tunnels, there are the equivalent of sinews, veins, arteries that go from Eretz Yisrael and channel to the entire world. What?
Pipelines
that go down, physical pipelines. And that's what it says here. What?
Eretz
Nachalei
Moim.
Streams of okay, but these are small streams. So he writes over here, Shayishlava Makir Bichmosa Shal Gidah Haaretz, is a gid, which sinew, Holich El Kush, travels all the way to Ethiopia. Can you imagine? All the way there's some type of channel in Eretz that goes over to Ethiopia, Vinota Bo Palpalin. In Ethiopian Kush, peppers go very well. In Ethiopia, the whole Eretz Kush, I don't know what this means exactly, but Rashi says in the whole Kush, wherever you go in the land of Kush and you plant peppers, it's the best. In Eretz Yisrael, peppers don't grow. You go in Eretz Yisrael, you try to plant peppers, you're going to fail. But it's because you don't know where in Eretz Yisrael to plant. Because the whole Eretz Kush, the reason why it's successful is because the land of Kush, because the channel, the only, you can let them go through the back door. You don't have to, this is going to go on forever. This thing.
You need the extra.
What?
Combination sign.
For the combination.
That's what they do in the bigger column in the hospital.
Every time you open it.
Yeah.
Okay, the channel of the whole Eretz Kush is ideal for pulpulin. Eretz Yisrael, no one's growing peppers in Eretz Yisrael. That's because they don't know where in Eretz Yisrael is the shoresh of the bracha in the Eretz Kush. And if you can trace back the whole Eretz Kush to Eretz Yisrael, you'll discover there's a plot of land, there's a section, there's a city, there's a region in Eretz Yisrael which is the shoresh, is the root of the bracha in Kush. So if you go to that and you plant peppers in that part of Eretz Yisrael, wow, you're going to have peppers like none other. That's the example. One other example.
Kush could also be in the opposite direction.
Because
the
There's some
focus. Wait. Where is Kush? I totally Ethiopian. Who says? Right. Maybe Kush means somewhere else. I'm just giving an example.
If you look on the map, on the border of Europe, it's Hindi. There's an area called Hindi Kush.
Kush. So
it's called Hindi Kush.
Okay. So whatever it is, whatever Kush, but Ha'ezalach le'eretz Charovi is that name of a place? It seems like it's the name of a place. It's a land called Charovi. You know what they grow? They grow carobs. You know why it was called Charovi? Because in Charovi, Charovi? Where is that?
They grow
Charovi. They grow carob. V'nata boy Charovin. Shekol here is this a very beautiful medrash. So this is a popular medrash. And here Rashi quotes and elaborates. Shekol, and he ties it into this pasuk. Shekol gidei ho'arotzos bo'im litzion. Okay, all of the gidim of the world, the entire world, every bracha you find in the world, trace it, go underground and trace the sinew, and you're going to discover it all goes back to Eretz Yisrael, to a certain location. Shemisham mashtisoy shalom. There is the expansion of the world. Shenemar mitzioin kelilas yoifi. Kelilak means the perfection of beauty. Kol means everything. Every single thing that in this world is considered to be beautiful, exquisite, is traced back to Eretz Yisrael. Lekach nemar, that's why it says here, Eitz kol peri, trees of all fruit, the Medrash Tanchuma, this is what it says in Medrash Tanchuma. So he's reading this in here, Eitz pasekei, asis liganus, v'adeis anatati, bohem I planned Eitz kol peri, every single fruit in the world. You'll ask, but certain fruits do not grow in Eretz Yisrael. That's because you don't know where to plant them. If you knew where to plant them, every single thing would grow, because every single thing that grows in the world only derives its sustenance, its shoresh, from Eretz Yisrael.
So, the products, like this week's Eretz Yisrael.
The Shiva Saminim.
Is that the limit of
no, it's not. That's exactly what this medrash is telling us, that it's not so, that those are
the most products.
Maybe those are the most popular, right? The most famous. But every single fruit, every single min species that can be found in the entire world can also be grown in Eretz Yisrael. You just have to know where.
The fruits in Europe come from.
No. What do you mean? Okay, so but let's talk about exotic things.
The world, the seedless watermelon, is an Israeli invention.
It's an invention. Where does it grow?
Who eats any watermelon with seeds?
They come from Texas.
But the Israeli invention.
I'm telling you, most watermelon seedless come from Texas. Okay.
So this is the drasha. Eitz kol peri. Next Rashi. Not Rashi. Berechos mayim. Kimin biborin shel dogim shechayvim bekarga. Pools. Biborin, a beer. Biborin means a pool of water, a fish, which shechayvim bekarga, you dig in the ground. So here the berechos mayim is a fish. Okay, next Rashi. Okay, no more. Okay, let's take it now. Let's look at this. It's an incredible, incredible targum. This targum is a massive targum which goes on a very long targum. Let's see. Pasuk Dalet. As gisi uvadim tovin b'Yerushalem. So here a targum is now going to go talk in midrashic. Until now, remember the last Rashi? The last targum was the most literal foolishness. Literally, I mean, I act like a child. Children do foolish things. Here it goes way off the charts, and not talking literally, talking about Medrash. Askisi uvadin tovin b'Yerushalayim. I have done amazing things in Yerushalayim. What did I do? B'nesli batin beis mukdashah. When it says I built a bias, it doesn't mean I built a nice building. I built a palace. I built the Beis HaMikdash. For what purpose? L'chaporo al Yisrael, in order to bring atonement to the Jewish people. What else did I do? I built a Beis Mikeras Malka. I built a summer home for the king. The king has a place to relax. Mikeras means the yard. The idroin means base mikheras. Mikheras means This was referred to in Sefer Melachim, the base Yar HaLevanon. Okay, then after Shlomo HaMelech built the base HaMikdash, he built the base Yar HaLevanon. It's actually this whole perek describing exactly what his palace looked like. It's a very strange thing. Why is it important for us to know the exact details and the dimensions and the type of wood of how it was built? It's a very strange thing. It's one thing, you know, we have to know the Beis HaMikdash, because everything about the Beis HaMikdash is symbolic. There's meaning. But the palace of the king, who cares? The answer is, what?
I thought, which one did Shlomo build first? The palace, his own palace, or the Beis HaMikdash?
Shlomo built first the Beis HaMikdash, then he built his palace. David, what did David do?
David, we know who said thank you for wanting to build it, but you told us. But you built your own house first. How come?
David built his first house, first, and then the Beis HaMikdash. Then I'm going to build the Beis. So Shlomo, he learned from the mistake. He learned from David's mistake, and he built the Beis HaMikdash. Then he built his palace. His palace came second. And actually, it was very interesting. You look at the article that published not so long ago. They published, the blue edition, the Reuben edition. I forgot what it's called. So they have their fascinating diagrams. They really opened up for the very first time. They opened up diagrams to show exactly what the Beis Siyar Halvan. Today, you can go, there are models of the Beis HaMikdash. The Bayis Sheni is the most popular model. You can go in all these picture books we all know from Masechta Midos and Masechta Yoma. You can go look at the model of the Bayis Sheni. What about the Bayis Rishon? Not so easy. The Bayis Rishon, you have to get a different book. Okay, there's not as many Svarim that depict what the Bayis Rishon looked like. The Bayis Shlishi is in Yecheskel. That we really didn't even know what it looks like. That's really very complicated. Art School was one of the first to put out a pretty elaborate diagram of what the Bayis Shlishi looks like, but more recently others have come out. Lubavitch put out the Bayis Sheni. Lubavitch, they have models of the Bayis. The Bayis Sheni has been developed and has been elaborated upon very much, but there are a lot of new things today that depict the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Shlishi, but very few people have come along and made an illustration of what the Beis Yar HaLevanon looks like. There, I know two very good svar. One is the particular I have in mind. I don't know what it's called. And the second one, I have it over here, Artsko, and they're very different. They're completely night and day. The way they describe it, the way they the opinions they take in trying to describe what it looked like are completely different between Artsko and the other sefer. But if the Pesukim and Sefer Melachim are describing to us in very great detail what it looked like, obviously, there's a lot of great depth, spiritual depth, in what his palace looked like. We know that Malchuso de Ara Kein Malchuso de Rakia. If this is what Shlomo HaMelech's palace looked like, it obviously refers, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abode in Shemayim looks like. And we want to know what Hashem's palace in Shemayim looks like in order for us to have an understanding of how Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with us, Midas Hadin, Midas Harachamim, the Yom Tovim, all of these various things. So here when it says in this passage that I built the Beis HaMikdash and I built my Beis Yar HaLevanon, this is not something just mundane, there's something that's very great meaning. Let's finish with the Targum. The dead wells that I built also based Mikeras Malko the Idroin. Idroin means my palace. Idroin is, I think the Idroin is based Mikeras Malko the Idroin. I think it means his dwelling place. The place for the king to relax and his palace. What else did I build? The Ulam. I built an Ulam. I don't know. Okay, it's another palace. I'm not. What? That's later.
No. Mekeras Malka Behidron Pasul the Bay Medrash of the Rabbana. That's not what you have.
No, I don't have that.
That's the way we have.
Yeah.
The Idroim, the Ulam Ubeistina.
We have Beistina a little bit later.
We're missing one line.
Okay, all right.
We have it in a different place.
We have Idron Apostle, like Nehemiah said, Idron Apostle of Eidron Apostle of Eidron Apostle of Eidron. You're missing the line.
Okay, fine. Okay, I don't have that.
He built the palace for Eidron Apostle of Eidron Apostle. He built the base madras.
That's later. Okay. Base Dina, then he built the base Dina. Avnin, oh, then I have it. Pesilon de Tamon, I built a Bezdin. Avnin. Pesilon.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Which were stones of Avonin Pesilon, which means the Lishka Sagozis. Lishka Sagoz means hewn stones, stones that have been caught. The Samon in that location, Yosvin Chakimayo, is where the Chachomim, the Doinin, Yosdino, and they judge. What else did I do? Avadis Kursiyo, the Shane, I made a throne, the throne of Shlomo Melch. Right, that's the Medrash in Megillas Esther. Yeah. The Shane of ivory, the peel, the Shane, the peel, the tooth of an elephant, which is ivory. Lemosav Malchusei, in order to establish my Malchus, and say this Likram, what else did I do? And say this Likarmin Biyavne, I establish a vineyard in Yavne. It sounds like Kerem Biyavne.
Well, yeah, it is
Kerem Biyavne.
Right,
Kerem, it's not, we call Kovel Karmin in Vin. And in this vineyard, I planted all different types of vineyards, all different, Kol Kovel Karmin de Invin, Le Mishte Minhon Chamra, all different types of grapes. Who's this for myself and the Rabbonim Sanhedrin, the Aflinasochamar, and also to pour wine. The purpose of building these vineyards is to produce wine that we can pour on the Mizbeach. The Aflinasochamar Hadas, the Atik, new wine and old wine. Al mid becha upon the mizbeach. So, according to this interpretation, he's saying something very, very different. That all of these things that he's elaborating upon is not just I did all these things for my own benefit or my own hana in order to explore if I can derive benefit in this world. All of these things that he's describing, he did in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He built a Beis Hamikdash. He built a palace, and that palace obviously is symbolic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He built his throne. His throne is also symbolic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. He built vineyards for what purpose? In order to give benefit to the Talmidei Chachamim, to put Chazal say, if a person goes and he pours wine, he gives wine to a Talmud Chacham, that's the equivalent to offering this Sochim. And additionally, he also produced wine in order to pour the wine on the Mizbech to bring Korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single thing here described in these Psukim is all in reference to his quest in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is this all this leading? That we're going to have to wait to go weiter in the later Psukim. Okay, we'll stop here.